Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Whoa, 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 whoa. And hey, hey, hey. It's about the 23rd day of May. There's basketball here. There's basketball there. Everyone's wearing Mack Weldon underwear.
Hey, not bad.
Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pistol Shrimps Radio from live from the Lake Street Gym. Only it's recorded. It's not live at all. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio, your home for Pistol Shrimps basketball. My name is Mark McConville, and I have a special guest with me. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hi, everyone. I'm Josh Dean.
You might remember Josh Dean, the Dean Machine, from our season wrap-up in December.
That's right. It was a low those many months ago in New York City, a wintry climb in which we found ourselves sharing a coffee and some memories.
And tonight we're going to share some basketball memories.
Yes, we are.
As the LA Clippers are in town, and not the professional Clippers. No, these are the nail Clippers.
Indeed they are. And just looking out at the court, I see, first of all, they've got an extremely tall player that just walked in.
Yes, that's they do have a skyscraper of a center.
Mackerel.
She's a tall lady.
That is one of the tallest people. She could probably dunk it without jumping.
Josh, I'm also seeing just a cavalcade of randoms.
Yeah, yeah. We've got someone bought all the extras. They brought them all in just to fill out the game.
It's as if a Michelle Pfeiffer helmed film about a teacher taking on a bunch of rough rapscallions in her classroom.
Yeah, we need Coach Busy to flip a folding chair around, sit on it backwards,
yeah,
sit down, and just rap about something wearing a leather jacket.
Straight dope.
Just get
the
real.
Straight dope.
Let's
right
just
at these
real
kids.
For once.
There's a lot of basketball happening on the court, but very little of it is Pistol Shrimps related.
Yeah, I don't know if everyone's aware that this is an actual event as opposed to just a get-together tug-around.
It's a 7 o'clock game, and if you folks have been listening to the show for some time, you know that this is murder for people to get to.
Yeah, and that is evidenced by the complete lack of Pistol Shrimps at this point. We are looking at a starting lineup of three people.
Yeah, we've got Jesse Thomas, Tally Levy Crouch, and Melissa Stetton here. Both coaches are here.
Yeah.
And then I did see Molly Hawkey come in.
Oh, good.
In some sort of work outfit. So she's probably here having to change her clothes in some sort of...
Was she in like a paint-covered overall? Is that what her work outfit is?
You know, it was just regular clothes. I just put on her that she
what
was
do you
at
think
work.
Her job is?
What do I think her job is?
Yeah.
Well, we can talk about that later. Ball, we got a ball coming at
us. I missed it. I was looking away. That's. I'm off to a bad start.
I don't know whose ball that
is. Out it goes.
Oh, boy.
You almost...
Who's the guy who did that to the... Zaza, was that who it is?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Who did the heel? I was watching a little bit of this modern basketball.
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing now. Right now, this is the playoff time. So, in an instance where there's just the four players, do they do a Juana Man situation? Will they...
Not that I know of,
where they,
Josh.
Like,
I don't...
one of the coaches can dress, where, like, they walk up and they say, hey, Juana Man? And you'll be like, yeah, I do.
I have a feeling, Josh, that if there are only four Pistol Shrimps players, they might play NHL style playoff style penalty play power.
You want to say overtime?
I want to say power play.
Oh, you mean they just play 5-on-4?
Yeah, I believe that's what will happen.
That's preposterous.
I think it's preposterous as well. We still have 10 minutes or so till game time.
Oh man, we started early.
So yeah, we just have. I wanted the folks to get to know you, Josh.
Great, let's do this.
Your last name is Dean.
That's correct.
And that rhymes with machine, which is why I often will say the Dean Machine.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Is that a common nickname for people that call you that?
I don't have a lot of nicknames. People call me Joshy. The Dean Machine isn't often the one that they go with, but I wish they would. I hope that'll kind of take off now.
Sure. I mean, it is what it is.
I'll tell you what it is.
If this is a sports podcast, I'm going to tell you, it is what it is.
Oh, boy. I like a platitude.
Well, hopefully Team Captain Maria Blasucci shows up. You have all the platitudes you need.
She'll give you the appetizer platter of platitudes. You get one of each.
She sure will. I went to a restaurant once. That was called the Captain's Sampler.
The Captain's Sampler?
Because it was all fish-based appetizers.
Oh, that's nice.
I didn't like it.
I feel like any time it's that, it's just the leftover ones. That's what gets on that sampler. It's never the ones you really want.
It's always a stuffed mushroom.
Yeah, it's never a duck pot sticker.
It's a piece of cauliflower that they found out by the barn.
Yeah, like, oh, I guess this fell in the fryer. Let's add some sauce. Yeah, so we got to do some work in New York City, which you also just redid some more of. The television.
I had to go back and redo my episode of Blind Spot.
In retrospect,
I didn't
do another
such
version.
A great job.
Blind Spot, the television program.
Yeah, I just did. I did one of those just aired.
Yeah, it was the
season
finale.
I played a billionaire genius.
That's for your. You played what specifically? Did it say in the newspaper?
Well, the newspaper article, and I'll post a picture of this, even though I already have on my personal account. I'll post it on the Instagram for the Pistol Shrimps. It just says a tech billionaire AIDS terrorist.
So you were an AIDS terrorist?
No,
that's
Josh.
That's the worst kind.
This was not in my. I didn't know this was going to happen. This was a designer's choice.
Well, I mean. It just seems like a pretty specific choice, and maybe that's just how you came across in the cut of the show.
You know, it's there's an actual real-life newspaper gaffe like that. I'm from the great state of Wisconsin, and the governor was Tommy Thompson when I was a kid.
That sounds made up.
And it does, doesn't it? Tommy Thompson?
Yep.
But he wrote a bunch of bills. He passed a bunch of bills,
mm-hmm.
and the headline was, Thompson's Pen is Sword. But of course, everybody read it. Thompson's penis sword.
Oh man!
Tonight's game brought to you by Thompson's penis sword.
If you have a private friend that you want to murder,
Thompson's penis sword
coming at you.
Now there's a gathering of the juggalos happening over here.
Is that a lot of
Faygo soda, a lot of face paint, some ill-advised sexual choices.
Yeah.
Lewd language.
Lots of lewd language. Larger pants than you'd think was necessary on such skinny people.
It's much quieter than I thought a gathering of the Juggalos would be. I was expecting some blasting loud music.
They're subdued because they're reflecting on their life choices.
That's some dude who's subdued over there. Oh, I see what's happening here. They're checking in, Josh. Everyone has to check in. It's very official.
So this is like a Facebook thing?
Yeah, they do a Facebook Live thing real quick where they just check in, how everybody's doing.
And where are they? They're at Lake Street Gymnasium.
Josh, you've been here before. How would you rate the Lake Street Gymnasium as opposed to other gymnasiums?
I would say that it's a tricky park. You got to park. It's a tough.
Parking a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could walk here, that'd be great.
Also, walking through the park can get a little hairy in the evening time.
Feels like you got a skateboard gang just waiting to whack you with their ollie stick.
You're going to get truxed in the head.
You're going to get two wheels upside your skull.
You're going to get a varial heel flip in the crunch.
You're going to get powelled and Peralta'd.
You're going to get the Birdhouse Projects.
Tony Alva's going to send you a letter via skateboard.
Lance Mountain's going to avalanche you.
Tony's going to hawk yourself.
Did you already say Powell and Peralta?
I sure did. You're going to have double vision streetwear when they're done with you.
Santa Cruz is going to cruise up your Jews.
So watch yourself here, Lake Street Gym. You never know what's going to happen. More chain link fence than any other gym in the league.
It's like the park is like a shark's mouth. There's two rows of chain link fence all the way around.
It does feel like at any time the film The Longest Yard could happen here.
This is probably where they shot most of it.
I think it is.
I saw an interesting thing that I'd never seen before. Not to bring things down, but I've seen people sleeping on the streets. A homeless person. I'd never seen.
It's an epidemic here in Los Angeles, no doubt about it.
I'd never seen a homeless person wake up on the street. I'd never seen like the person go through their awakening. Like they kind of sat up and sort of rubbed their eyes and had a whole good morning to themselves.
Probably went like, oh, what a dream.
Yeah. Oh no, it's real. Anyway, that's a bummer.
Well, it's a real thing that happened, and I feel like it's that's just journalism.
Yeah, that's
somebody has to keep journalism alive, Josh, and I'm glad it's you.
Yeah, it's got to be me. We're looking. It seems a little lopsided. We've got a four person shrimps squad, and we are looking at the Nail Clippers, who have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people and a coach, and one of those people is a 7'4" woman Look, she's literally...
She makes Manute Bol look like Danny DeVito.
She really does. And she makes Danny DeVito look like Danny Mosquito.
Guess what just happened?
Uh-oh.
Ingrid Walla just showed up, folks. We've got five pistol shrimps, so this game is gonna happen.
Tall
and it's
going to
be something else.
It's going to be in the post. It's going to be a pretty exciting matchup between
in the what?
The post. That's so that's down. The key is the.
Let's get into this. How much basketball do you know about?
I know a lot of basketball. That's what I was actually not sure if I was overqualified for this particular job.
I think anyone is overqualified. Matt and I are the least qualified people.
Fair.
And then you show up with all your basketball knowledge.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can use this as a learning experience and also something that, you know, at the very least will shed some light on what some of the hand moves the refs are doing.
Their hand moves, those are made up every single time. I feel like they went to Marcel Marceau and he said, "Hey, man, show us some stuff." And Marcel Marceau said, and the guy's like, "Why aren't you talking?" And then, like, Marcel Marceau's like,
"Yeah."
And then the guy's like, "Oh, right.
Yeah.
Send me an email."
Do mimes, are mimes able to text, or can they only send emojis?
Well, now you've got me thinking, do mimes know language? Oh. Of course they do, because they can talk in real life.
I mean, I've
when they're not
one.
Working.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems...
Like, cops don't arrest people in their own home when they're not working.
Well, yeah, can't they do a citizen on patrol arrest, or one of those undercover brothers?
That they'll do. Michael Winslow will come over and do a bunch of sound effects in their own house.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're going to arrest their brother for hiding under the covers. You can't hide down there.
I think mimes can probably just have a conversation. But they have to go behind, like, a curtain.
Right. You can't see their mouth moving. They're like a ventriloquist, but without a cool puppet.
All mimes should be ventriloquists, I think, is what we're learning.
Well, as long as the ventriloquist dummy is literally dumb. Or mute.
Sure.
Is dumb means mute?
Yeah, dumb.
Right? That's
I'm
the deaf
dumb.
One.
I'm a dummy.
You're deaf, and you can be deaf and dumb.
But they don't say that anymore. I think they just say hearing impaired.
I think they should have changed what?
All of it.
I should have just
talking
changed
impaired.
Yeah, they're talking, because they're both. It doesn't matter.
We are too here on Pistol Shrimps Radio. Before we get started, folks, here's a little something for you. Comedy nerds. Stitcher Premium has a new show for you from executive producer Mark Maron.
Oh, he's well known.
This is going to be hard for me to say. Classic Showbiz with Cliff Nesterhoff.
I think he's that.
Is a new miniseries that chronicles the forgotten heroes and subversive oddballs of comedy history. It's like You Must Remember This, but for the comedy world. Classic Showbiz features unheard audio of comic geniuses like George Carlin, Whoopi Goldberg, Jack Carter, and many more. To hear the trailer, go to StitcherPremium.com/showbiz.
Molly Hockey.
No.
Molly, how are you?
Hey.
Molly, it's pregame.
I thought you were taking a picture.
I was not. I was reading this.
I see that now. I was over there posing.
And you're looking good doing it, too. Yeah. I was just enjoying the poses.
Molly, talk to me. I need some inside information. How many players do we have here on the pistol shrimps today?
Five, hoping for six.
That's gonna we're gonna max out at six.
Who's still expected?
Paisley.
There she is, right there. Paisley Gray, number 53.
Speak and ye shall find.
We got her. So then we've got six pistol shrimps, folks. It's about game time here. It's 7:00.
We're getting right to it. Do we have a scorekeeper?
A what?
A scorekeeper?
I don't think we have a scorekeeper. But that won't stop basketball from happening.
You know what might stop basketball from happening? The complete lack of referees.
Do we have a basketball?
We've got tons. Okay. And a soccer ball in case we want to mix it up.
But again, there's like children playing basketball in here still. So I don't know if the balls belong to the kids or the grown-ups or both.
We don't have the referee who traditionally comes in here and really lays down the law on those kids causing trouble, the randos.
Well, I think you'll appreciate this basketball game whether you have kids or pets or neither.
Yeah. And if you're particularly fascinated with Marlon Randos.
So, Josh, you know a lot about basketball.
I do indeed. I'm a big fan. I played in high school.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
See, I feel like that's the key to knowing about basketball.
Right, because I'm going through my formative years while being soaked in the delicious lotion of basketball.
Who are your some of favorite players?
Okay, my favorite players. I enjoyed Michael Jordan, which I know is a little on the nose, but it's true.
Seems hard to not like him.
Exactly.
But there were people that didn't like him.
Yeah, probably people from not Chicago. Or I mean, like people who had teams that
were. Is he the most accessible athlete of all time?
Accessible?
Yeah.
Just I think so. Because he really transcended a bunch of different things.
He sure did. Okay.
All right,
and you
so
liked him because he could dunk a basketball.
Yeah, I liked
like
his
nobody's
tongue
biz.
Thing that came out. I liked that he just would jump and just stay in the air according to himself.
Great shoes.
He had a fantastic collection of shoes, and he'd sell some of them to people.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
No problem there.
And then I also liked...
Duke Westerhouse?
Duke Westerhouse was one of my faves. I loved Limbo Tisdon. Who was the hooker for the Westbury Foxes?
Unorthodox offense there.
Very.
Is that a Canadian team?
It's a couple of them, and I don't really follow basketball any longer. The only team I really do follow is the Shrimps. So I'm gonna say Settlers of Catan is one of my faves.
Oh yeah,
and big fan of Hanma Boogie and Jesse Taylor Thomas.
Now, Josh, before we get started with the game, I don't know why we haven't started yet. It is 7:03.
Because there's literally no referees. We can't start.
We did see one of the referees.
No, that guy just has a stripy shirt.
That's Patrick.
Yeah. So
number one Pistol Shrimps fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out to Patrick.
If he brought a whistle, he could be a lot of help to us right now.
These are the wrong kind of stripes.
I'll
I can see a referee right around the corner. And that's right around the corner Cooper. Over there. You can't really see him, but
right
he's
around
right
the corner
over
Cooper? Oh,
that's
yeah.
one of our referees tonight.
Is he over by Heidi Goseek?
That's, yes.
Well, you
she's
can never see.
She's reffing.
You just
I
hear
think.
The whistle.
She might just be here observing.
Yeah, or just play it. Have a nice, fun
She's
Heidi.
Like a secret shopper, but for refereeing.
Right, yeah. She watches and she decides
Shouldn't
after.
She play in the game?
She should.
If she's going to secret
she's
shop.
Secret shopping the players and is like, this one's no good.
Okay. Before we get into basketball,
okay.
I do have to say... Matt Gourley is gone. He's on his honeymoon.
Oh.
He's taking a trip. And it's also his birthday today.
It is. It's his actual birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
you smell
birthday.
Like a shoe. You feel really funky. And you look like one, two.
Yeah, great. Yeah. I think the two bass is singing the same line is always some of the best music.
Great harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Statler Brothers,
yep,
all
absolutely.
Those Bezos.
All the champs. It's his birthday today.
Yeah, and so happy birthday, Matt. I don't think you're listening because you're probably just sucking a pineapple out of a something or other.
Out of a tree,
you're probably
a
just,
coconut tree.
You're probably just climbing around a hammock.
You're probably
just taking love naps.
Scrabbling around a nice sandy castle.
You're probably just resorting to resort dinner. Because
yeah.
you don't want to leave.
No, you don't want to.
You
so
know?
You just got to, that's what you're stuck with. You got to do it. We're having the pregame chitter chatter, bing bang.
I don't know why they do this. This isn't the first goddamn game of the season.
Yeah, but if you went up there and took part in this, you'd learn what all the hand signals are. He's just showing them all right now. They're
Is
different
really?
Every game. He gets to make them up.
Okay, Jess, you're, that's not.
No, it's not. That's not. Yeah, I don't know what this generally is. It's been a long time since I was involved in one of these. I think they decide who the team captain is. That's
or
the person traditionally
sure.
allowed to complain to the referees.
The Chris Paul of this joint.
Yeah, exactly. Who's the Chris
he
Paul of both teams?
I think the Chris Paul tonight is number three.
Number three,
Melissa
Stetton. The Stetler of Catan, Stetton.
So she gets to bark at the referee tonight.
If she wants. Though I don't know if it's necessarily in her character. Because she'll get physically intense, but I don't know if she'll get vocally intense.
We're going to find out tonight on Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Here's an interesting note about Melissa Stetlers of Catan's Stetton. I played Settlers of Catan against her this weekend.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, really did.
How'd she do? She probably won. The game's named after her.
Nope, I beat her ass. All right, so we've got a starting lineup here. We got Melissa Stetton, that's your captain. We got Ingrid Hanma Boogie Walla, Tally Levy Crouch, TLC. We've got Jesse Thomas and Molly, number 33 hockey. Does she have a nickname, Molly Hockey?
Malty?
Malty Hockey.
Sure, Malty Hockey.
Yeah. Okay. This is the first
Maltese
time,
hockey?
The Maltese. That's not bad.
No.
The Maltese Hulkton. So we've got two incredibly tall women going for the jump ball, and it was a draw, but TLC takes it.
TLC's got the ball. She's going to go to Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas was gone last game. Shrimps really needed her. They fell a little bit.
Big
they didn't
shot,
win.
TLC takes a shot, rebounded by Hanma Boogie, out to Melissa Stetton to Thomas, who has a lot of space. She gets it back out outside the three-point line, guarded closely by number 21. Over to Melissa Stetton for a three-pointer off of the rim and out. Number 31 on the nail. Clippers takes it.
Josh, you're doing great. I should just go home.
No, it sounded just like it.
Sounded just like sportscasting.
All I was doing was just saying what I saw.
That's what you have to do, but it's really hard to do entirety of the game, is why we end up talking about sugar and Star Wars and other such things.
All worthwhile things to discuss.
Sure.
We've got, it looks like the Shrimps are in their traditional zone defense.
What?
Zone defense.
What's that?
It's so you can do either man-to-man.
Man-to-man, which is obviously...
Big block by Molly Hockey.
Nice
rejection.
Rebound by 21 Hanma Boogie.
And they take the ball up the court. Jesse Thomas, she's, she does a little layup, but not quite in.
Ooh.
I'll tell you what, number 11 on the Nail Clippers is extremely tall, but not particularly mobile.
is that so?
Just based on that motion, man. How
we need two refs because she has stepped out of bounds. I'm telling you right now, Josh. I saw it with my own eyeballs.
Yeah, that's
we need two referees. We only have one referee tonight.
The fix is in,
and our referee tonight, of course, is Corporal Lance Hermanson.
Yes, good old
from
Corporal.
The U.S. Air Force.
Just back from a tour with the U.S. AF.
And halftime of the game, of course, his wife and children will. Get brought in here, and they'll be reunited.
Yes, and then they're going to light small smoke grenades and run around as though they were the Blue Angels. They'll run in formation, which is
Sammy
exciting.
Hagar is scheduled to appear, though parking, as we've said, is really nasty.
It is, it's difficult. Not worth coming out here, especially since once you're listening to this, it's too late. We've got a shot from Molly Hockey from way out, but it was a miss. Number 21 on the Nail Clippers. Dribbling down the court, she holds up, and Molly Hockey, nice job to cut her off. And we go for a three-pointer here, and that is just rimmed out very close.
Two rebounds now for Hanma Boogie. I might just try to keep track of rebounds tonight. But
Molly
to
Hockey,
be honest with you, Molly should have scored
alone,
on that.
Should have scored, didn't. But you know what? It's about trying. How many try points does she have? Two now. Two try points.
I have to keep track of try points?
Yeah, yeah.
This is another basketball thing that I'm
Canada,
not aware of?
In Canada, because we're not very good at it now, so at basketball. Oh, a big winger. She misses, though.
A third rebound by Hanma Boogie.
Hanma Boogie is piling them up.
Listeners, if you don't know, Josh is from the great country of Canada.
Yes.
So
if you hear any accent stuff, just keep it to yourself. Jesse Thomas throws the ball away driving. Melissa Stetton tries to steal. We got an over and back for sure.
Look at that.
Yeah, 10 over and backs.
Here we're calling it.
And we've got our second ref has arrived.
You know who he is?
Yes, Tristan Van Dees.
A.K.A. T-Braid.
Oh, it's T-Braid.
It's the return of T-Braid here.
T-Braid is here.
We didn't get a lot of T-Braid last season, and now we've seen him twice.
In a row?
Well, no, he wasn't.
Jesse Thomas
makes it look easy.
And the Shrimps are on the board. It's 2-0 for the Shrimps, and there's 16 minutes and 30 seconds remaining.
The Nail Clippers are, of course, in their home blue jerseys with whatever shorts they seem to want to wear.
Yep. It's some people are just wearing yoga pants, and some people aren't.
And that's just a taste of the short report that you're going to get later on.
Yeah, I love a short report.
The Pistol Shrimps, of course, are in their white away jerseys, and they've got mostly the same shorts on.
They've got only one substitute, but it is Paisley Gray. And that's if you're going to only have one sub, that's the one you want.
That's true. Thomas has the ball. She's going to dribble. Nice move. She'll pass out to Hockey. Long shot attempt. Off the mark, no good. Rebound by the shortest person on the court, Jesse Thomas.
We've got a carry call, which is a rare call. Carry. So what she did
we have to dump a bucket of blood on somebody when they're wearing a formal
gown?
You
have to wait for them to be nominated for some sort of a class award.
And then just humiliate
shower them.
Shower them
in blood.
So that happens later in the game. Hockey with a steal.
Well, it depends. Somebody has to win homecoming basketball queen. Big drive on the breakaway.
Thomas won't be denied. 4-0 Pistol Shrimps.
That's the Shrimps of the Pistoles. Los Pistoles del... I speak French, so I don't know.
What would it be in French? Do you know?
I don't know either of those words in French.
You know, well, I guess the French are pretty peaceful people, right?
Yeah, well...
But you should know shrimp, right? That's a food.
Yeah, but not when we grow.
French.
That was out of bounds, I think, again. And a big shot off the backboard by number 30, something. Nope, that could 80? Be anything.
80, 90.
Could be 80? 90?
It's a bunched up jersey is what it is.
Yeah. She. It's
I'm just finding out right now it's 29.
It's 29. Okay. I thought, yeah. All right, that's fair.
Nice shirt adjustment there. It'll give us the number.
Appreciate it, obviously.
Big shout out to my friend JP from France. Speaking of France, he became an American citizen today.
Congratulations to him.
And then I heard later it's the largest naturalization ceremony in U.S. in Los Angeles history.
So that
4,000 people today were naturalized citizens.
You would have expected that number to drop slightly given the somewhat tumultuous situation in Washington.
But I think everybody's all in. They're just buying low.
It's a good point.
Right?
It's not like the housing market. Am I right, Mark McConville?
You're totally right.
Pistol Shrimps Basketball.
Jesse Thomas all alone.
Jesse Thomas, another fast break, and she has scored. That is a 6-2 lead. For dem trimps.
There's not a lot of things I know in this world, Josh, but one of them is you can't leave Jesse Thomas alone on a basketball court if you don't want her to score.
Not without supervision. You can't leave
you
her out
should
there.
Be covering her.
Yeah. If you leave her out there without any supervision, she will cause it. She'll probably chew up your shoes. She's going to cause a mess. She's going to clean out the fridge.
I don't mean to make this about the different nations that you and I are from.
Okay.
There's four rebounds.
Another rebound.
Is that
number four?
I think that's four. So, Josh, in America, the United States, we would call Jesse Thomas a natural scorer.
Yes.
So is that a term that you, is there a Canadian version of that term?
It's called the same thing.
We would same thing it, there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but I'm sure throughout the night here, we'll have differing terms for things.
I'm not sure so
like,
far.
What's a watermelon full of liquor called? We've talked about this before.
That's a yucca flux. That's a yucca flux.
It's a what?
It's a yucca flux. It's just a term for what you do is you pour a bunch of any booze you got handy.
We got free throws here.
Let's do free throw. Three foes. These are name your three biggest enemies.
Okay, great. Carbohydrates. And
first shot missed. Molly Hockey, first shot missed.
Myself?
Oh, interesting.
And then, boy, that might be it.
You only got two, I think?
Yeah, I'm
what about like in the past, like in grade school?
Grade school.
Another miss. Molly Hockey 0 for 2 on the free throws.
I guess this kid, Jesse Ellison, tried to beat me up after school once, and I just walked home, and he just followed me home, trying to start a fight the whole
yipping
time.
Yipping and yapping at you?
Yeah, like, come on, don't you want to fight me?
And, like,
and then I just was like, no.
I'm voting
I'm
with my feet.
Going home. You can follow me all the way home. I'm not going to turn around and fight you.
Yeah. So,
but then I don't know why he didn't just hit me really hard in the back of the head or something.
Yeah, just, yeah.
It's not like I ran away from him. I just calmly walked home.
Melissa Stetton takes the ball across half. Had you done something to anger him in some way?
I think he was just an angry young man who needed an outlet and didn't have one.
Speaking of an outlet, there was an inlet pass to Hanma Boogie from Jesse Thomas. The two connect. They're the dream team.
It's 8-2 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps.
So far, the Shrimps are leading in a walk. Let's see, though, with their limited numbers, if they grow weary as the game continues.
It could happen. We got a long swisheroo there from 21 on the Nail Clippers. It's 8-5.
If you add 2 and 1 her numbers, you get 3, and that's how many points that basket scored for.
Thomas with a jump pass over to Tally Levy Crouch.
And Tally Levy Crouch answers with her own 3. Kaboosh.
Look at that big old smile. She's like a Crest commercial over there.
She
just
sure is. She's like the flip-top Colgate head person.
Flashing those pearly whites.
Is that what that? Yep. Easy. What do we got? We got a pass in here, an inbound play. Throwing the elbow, chucking some bows, number 22 on the Nail Clippers.
They're chucking great. Some bows.
Chucking some bows.
Tonight's game brought to you by ABC's new family sitcom, Chucking Some Bows.
Yes, it's about Chuck, a steel worker, and his two male lovers. They are his bows.
And they also are big game hunters.
Yes,
and
indeed.
They love to take home an elk or bag themselves a caribou every episode. Every episode's a new harmless creature murdered in cold blood by a bow and arrow.
But set against the backdrop of
hilarious
the
steelworking
Rust
community.
And the gay community in there. So Jesse Thomas tries to go deep to connect with her favorite receiver. That's Hanma Boogie.
Receiver?
Yeah, well, she would have received that pass.
But that's football talk, isn't it?
I mean, guess what? It's all nuts to me. It's all
turtles. Oh, we got another rebound from Hanma Boogie.
So
dominant
already,
performance.
Only 10 minutes in, and she has almost got a triple-double in, except for only counting in one thing.
So a lot of nice ball movement. That's a term that you need to know if you're going to call a basketball game. Stetton with a
Melissa
shot.
Stetton off the back rim and pushed out by Hanma Boogie, unfortunately, into the arms of number 21 on the Nail Clippers.
And there's referee Rex Yuccaflux with the call here.
Yep, Rex Yuccaflux. He didn't actually make a call.
Number 4 has the ball, 21. This is the thing that you're talking about. That doesn't. I don't think it has a name.
What are we talking about? Oh, the Yuccaflux?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
points
like,
for the Clippers here.
You know when you so it's 11-7. You know when you mix all the different different sodas or pops together. What do you call that?
That where I'm from was called a suicide.
A suicide. I call that a swamp water. And this
nice
is
bucket for Hanma Boogie there. 13-7 shrimps.
Nice pass from Thomas Settner up there. That's a lot of assists now for Thomas. She's also got a triple double, except for it's only one thing and not double. She got a single so far.
Well, the Clippers are going to try to come back here. Long shot, 21 off the back iron. No good.
Another three-pointer fight for the rebound from Melissa Stetton. And the rebound is gotten by number 22, Dupree. And she scores. So not a bad play. It seems like the Clippers have settled down a little bit.
Yeah, it's 13-9. And tonight's game, of course, is brought to you by the new film You, Me, and Dupree 2. What happened to you?
Yeah, it's just me and Dupree now, and we're concerned.
We've sent out a search party, and the nation has flashlights on looking for you.
There's groups of people with dogs. Melissa Stetton, almost from the free throw line with that.
She gave a real Michael Jordan shrug, like, what'd I do?
Yeah, who,
did
me?
I make a basket?
What, me scorey?
I scored? We got a timeout here, Josh.
What are we doing a timeout, Mark McConville?
Well, it's Matt's birthday, and I think the listeners must have known that because we got a whole lot of packages.
Yeah.
So you
guys are just
it's very
amazing.
Nice. We do have a P.O. box, and if you want that information, you can head to our Twitter page, and that's I think that's Shrimps Radio on Twitter. Let me just check real quick.
Yeah, if you want to get Twitter paged, that's where you go. There's all kinds of lovely bedecked
very nice.
Boxes, and people have obviously spent a lot of time. I'm no good at wrapping. These people are very good at it.
You'd go at Shrimps Radio if you wanted to see information about this podcast and the things that happen on it. So,
yeah.
If I feel weird, but I feel like we should open this stuff because it's here.
Birthday presents go bad if you don't open them on
your
birthday.
Let's just see what we have here.
All right. Again, it seems a shame to waste the paper like that.
Well, do you save paper? My mom was a big paper saver, and I never got it.
I mean, I never saw the paper get reused, so I don't know where it went in that in-between time.
Oh, this is just like a nice box of toffees.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's
nice.
Good.
Is it a unique flavor? No, it's just normal toffees, but they look good.
That looks good. Those are fancy little toffees.
Yeah, a little.
That's so nice. And that's from
each individually wrapped in cellophane?
That's from Alicia.
That's very nice. Thank you, Alicia, for sending that
in. That's nice. Happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday to you, Matt. That's great. You're going to enjoy these toffees if they make it to you.
Yeah, we'll just set them aside. So, I mean, do you want one?
Let's try one.
Okay. Oh, the timeout is over. It's 15-9, and there's 8:26 on the clock.
I thought it's a bad idea.
What? Yeah. You're going to spit it out.
Yeah.
That's very nice of you to do, Josh. You don't have to do that. Matt
it
eats
tasted great.
All the time on the show.
Yeah, it tasted great, but it would have been very difficult for me to masticate and prognosticate simultaneously.
Watch your language. This is a fucking family show.
I would like to apologize to you and all you dick lickers out there.
So the Clippers have the ball. They're going to inbound from half court. See, I know that, Josh. Yeah,
you're doing great. You don't have to stick it in my face every
Ingrid
time you know a
Walla,
thing.
Rebound.
A big
That's
steal.
Number six.
Technically, that was a steal. Not
what?
Not a rebound. It didn't go off the backboard, I didn't think. I thought she just
I thought that was
it.
A shot. Maybe she blocked the shot.
Maybe.
That shot was blocked right there.
That shot was certainly blocked. This has got to be the tallest team I've ever seen, the Nail Clippers.
Nail Clippers have height.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it.
A lot of height.
One of the tallest teams around.
Very lanky, a lot of reach.
Very swanky. Here's a peach.
Yeah. Oh, such a good deal. We got number 27 with a shot.
Real good looking shot,
yeah,
too.
She's got
hard
a
hard rebound by 29.
It looks like they're definitely trying to feed her.
She
her
might be a scoring machine, is what you're saying. Number 20 with a nice basket.
So it's 15-11. And it looks like in that interim, all of the Nail Clippers' best players arrived, and they're now on the court and making it felt.
That is certainly possible in the history of the show. Way off the mark there from Jessie Thomas.
Big rebound from Paisley Gray, who stepped into the game.
She's a good rebounder, Paisley Gray.
I'm always impressed by how aggressive she is. Like right now, she's covering the world's tallest woman who's on the other team. Literally, that's an offensive foul. I think that... Hanma Boogie was.
So what's hands on the hips? When, is that the?
That's a blocking
my
foul.
Hand,
but it was
my hand upon your hip.
It was overruled by T-Boz. What's his name?
T-Braid.
All right, so it's getting inbounded. Yeah, it was a blocking foul, essentially.
You can't block people.
Hanma Boogie impeded the forward progress
okay,
of
that's dumb. You should be able to do that.
Isn't that what defense is all about?
Yeah.
It's a fair question.
Go your own way.
Basketball lawyer Mark McConville. Accidentes? Dribbles?
Court is in session.
basketball court is in session.
Yeah. It seems like you should have to go around.
Yeah, it does seem like. And a big steal from Jesse Thomas, who's now going to turn on the afterburners, but she gets caught and the ball gets knocked away from her.
She still has it, though. We have a bad vantage point, but she did recover that ball.
She recovered it. We had a pushing play. This is a foul against, I believe, number 53. So we're going to have 53 is Williams from the Nail Clippers.
Oh, Nail Clippers 53. There's only
Paisley
one 53
Gray.
For me, and that's Paisley, yeah.
I hear you. Melissa Stanton with a big long shot. It is not a go, but... superstar player number 27 on the Nail Clippers rebounded.
And they're headed down towards us. We're in the south end of this gymnasium here, right in the corner where basketball is easily seen.
That's a travel, number 20.
I know that one.
Yeah.
When you start to do the boogie-woogie bugle boy from Company B with your arms, that's traveling.
It was a big, Oh, we got a sub coming in. TLC is going to come in for Melissa Stetton.
Got to keep these shrimps fresh.
Yeah, they've only got the one sub, so in a perfect world, they're going to switch them out a lot before they get too lacquered with sweat gobs.
You never, ever want to get lacquered with sweat gobs.
No. No, you don't. Trust me.
Also, you got T-Braids down there jibber-jabbering with just some fella in a hoodie.
That doesn't seem fair.
He was just down there having a conversation. The game's going on.
Yeah.
What kind of...
I'll tell you what, T-Braid
is kind of horse feathers is this?
It is a bunch of poppycock. It is 15-11. Now, and Stardust has the ball for the Nail Clippers. Number 20 passes it out to, I believe that person's name is the best ever. She intimidates me. She's very good at basketball, that number 27.
We got a foul on Tally Levy Crouch, I think.
Famous cheater, Tally Levy Crouch. she can't be trusted. She actually got me involved in a Ponzi scheme.
Was it a Ponzi scheme involving Ponzu sauce?
Yes,
ooh,
it
long
was.
Errant pass goes over the head of the tallest player on the team. Thomas makes him pay.
Oh, Thomas takes it to the hole. She took the rock to the hole. She introduced it to the hole, and then she skipped that rock into the hole.
She took it to the lemon, one more lime.
She sure did.
Sprite commercial, 1, 2, 3. That's an old thing I used to do with some guys.
I wasn't one
take
of them.
Take it. To the lemon, one more lime.
Saved, almost went out right in front of us, but
Sprite commercial, 1, 2, 3. We almost got killed by a basketball player, Josh.
Yep, we sure did, and that was our fault. We had kidnapped their children. So we got an out-of-bounds from TLC doing her damnedest, giving us another big winning smile. Best part about a winning smile? The winning. I do a whining smile.
You should. You really shouldn't do that. I've seen you do that, and it's
my best.
Nobody loves it.
Yeah, it's all right.
Hockey throwing some bows. See, she threw some bows.
She chucked
bows?
Chuck those bows.
You have to chuck bows.
That's a traditionally chuckable.
Now, is that a thing in Canada? You chuck more things than you throw?
It's mostly chucking. It really is. Chucking is throwing.
Well, because in hockey, too, you get the last name. You get that Howerchuck and Sourchuck.
Yeah, you get a lot
of that.
That's
a hell of a hockey name
is
right there.
Is that Ukrainian? Is that
the Dale Sourchuck?
Howerchuck, yeah. Sourchuck isn't a person.
Yeah, it is. There's a Sourchuck.
Nope, there sure isn't.
Well, there's a Sweet Chuck and a Sourchuck.
Oh, are you talking about those two Chucks, the nicknames of the Chuckleheads?
I'm talking about beef.
The Chuckleheads.
Oh, Keith Kachuk.
Oh, there's another one.
See, lots of Chucks.
Yeah, there are. There's the Kachuk family, actually. There's a number of Kachuks.
Oh, because there's a new kid in town, and he's Keith's kid.
And he's a real son of a Gunderson. He plays for the evil team, the Calgary Flames.
Is that the most evil team in the league? Folks,
no,
we've shifted out of
Ducks
basketball,
are.
And we've moved towards hockey, which is more important to Josh and I than any sport, probably.
Yeah, it is. Why don't we call one of those games? Let's
a hockey
just
game?
Call this as though it were. So the goalie, Paisley Gray, about to pass the puck out to Jesse Thomas. But Jesse Thomas is having a real nice chitter-chatter with the bench.
Sort of a unique breakout play where the entire other team is down on the wrong side of the ice.
Yep.
So she could...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Just skate over to both the red line and the blue line into the offensive zone. Shot at the goal,
technically
wide,
off of the backboards. Now the
Kerem's around. This isn't called a fast break in basketball in hockey, though.
No, it's called a breakaway.
Breakaway.
Tally with a really nice little fancy deke there. This is not Tally Libby Crouch. This is going to be confusing, but Tally.
Oh, Tally is number
27 on the other team.
We don't really tend to know the names of the other players.
Yeah, I'm just reading the back of their jerseys.
So what would, there's no inbound pass in high. There'd be a face-off, right?
Be a face-off.
But it's weird. Tally Libby Crouch steals the puck.
And gives it over. She's going to take a Jesse Thomas is checked into the boards, I guess you could call
this
that.
Is hard to do because
let's not do it.
You're really... You're building metaphors in real time.
Yeah, which is not, I mean, you can't procedurally generate metaphors. It's not possible.
Today's game, of course, is brought to you by the new studio album by Canadian power trio Rush, Generating Metaphors.
Yeah.
Lyrics by Neil Peart.
Peart. Yeah. That's
shot by Paisley Gray.
Paisley Gray just off the iron. And I'll tell you what, the Shrimps have been having they've gone a little cold.
The points have not been coming up on the board as much as they did in the first half of this half.
Number 33 with a shot for the Nail Clippers, and it is just short. Number 27, Tally.
Double teamed.
Drops the shoulder, pushes in. I would
she took about 42
about
steps.
Legal plays.
Yeah. Jesse Thomas has the ball.
Yeah, missed, and Jesse Thomas rebounds.
So we're back into Shrimps territory. 1 minute left here in the half.
I'm sad that it's already this part of the time.
Goes pretty fast, doesn't it, Joshy?
It sure does.
There, I did it. I called you Joshy.
See how that'll sneak up?
Paisley Nelly.
Great. Like I was saying, she's an aggressive player, and she kind of dropped a little hip check into that. That's a
hockey
player.
Term.
Yeah.
Well, sure we've got free throws here, Josh, so it's time for your free throw three foes.
All right, my three foes are probably going to be...
You got to get her set up. Let her set up her shots.
Okay, I'm going to wait.
Okay, I'll wait. Are they going to let the clock roll down so she just has to do it alone?
The clock should stop.
10 seconds left on the clock.
Technically, the clock should
stop. It's going to buzz right when she shoots. This is going to be great.
That doesn't seem fair.
Wait for it. Yeah, do it. Buzz.
Oh, she hits the first free throw. There's the buzzer to end the half. Everyone gets to leave except for one person has to stay late and
seems
shoot another
weird.
Free throw.
It seems like a weird thing. Who are your three foes? Hit it.
All right. Soda Popinski.
weird swing with him.
And Glass Joe, I guess. Glass Joe.
That he's easy.
Well, I know, but that's you sleep on him, he's gonna get you.
Is your name Mac?
I go by it when I truck drive.
Isn't that the character's name on that video game, Mike? You're talking about Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
I sure am. Yeah, that is the character, Mac.
His name is just Mac?
Yeah, just Mac. And his coach is just named Coach.
I thought it was Doc.
Okay.
Folks, I don't know either way. I don't know inside out from upside down. I don't know inside out from any other Pixar film.
Or
but what I do know is...
What do you know?
The Now Hear This 2017 Podcast Festival is coming to New York City. If you want to see a live podcast, you're going to go to New York for 3 days. It's in September, and early bird tickets are on sale now. This year's lineup includes Earwolf shows like How Did This Get Made?, Politically Reactive, Comedy Bang Bang, and Who Charted?, plus more of your favorites from Gimlet, Crime Town. I hope Crime Town's there. That's a great show.
You love that show. I've just started.
Crooked Media. I don't know any shows from Crooked Media, I probably do.
No,
I just don't
sure
know that
you
it's
do. Yeah.
Public Radio.
That's general. That's very generic.
I get to hear Warren Olney's This Which Way
Warren
LA.
Warren Olney. I love a nice Which Way. I like a little jazzy sax solo.
Yeah. I love a regular sax solo.
Like a
and Radio
Jack
Radiotopia is going to be there too. Look,
okay,
it's a festival. It's a festival.
Are you okay?
This is a festival.
Okay,
it's a festival and it's a great value. One ticket gets you access to all 25 live shows throughout the weekend. If you buy now, you save 35% on your ticket.
That's a 35% savings.
You can't argue with it. Now, here this is September 8th through 10th in New York City. See great podcasts, meet the hosts, make new friends. Go to nowhearthisfest.com to get your tickets. That's nowhearthisfest.com. Act fast, save 35%. This early bird pricing deal ends May 29th.
That all checks out. I've got the same thing in front of me, so that all checks out.
My podcast, Super Ego, did the Now Hear This podcast festival when it was here in California last October.
Yes.
This festival was so fun.
And
it
well attended. It's
it
an exciting
awesome.
Thing. They're not kidding when they say come and make friends.
We got a minute left in our halftime here. It's 17-13 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. We should open another thing here.
Yeah, we got all these presents. Let's see. Oh, that seems lighter than I would
have
thought.
This isn't a present. This is just a box.
Oh, that explains that.
So I got a little note here.
Okay.
Dear Matt and Mark, thank you for hours of listening enjoyment. Love the Shrimps. Love the show. Emily from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's so nice. And so she sent this some Sour Patch Kids.
Ah, nice. That is a classic.
That's really nice.
I want to eat them, but I'm not going to. I've learned my
lesson.
I mean,
if you want them.
But I want him to not have enough.
That's Josh, that's why you're professional.
Yeah.
Because you don't want. Oh, the Shrimps are shouting for victory here.
You got a lot of fire. A lot of fire and desire in there.
But not a lot of fire festival.
No.
A resounding failure.
That's a shame for them. Oh, they're hearing us.
Uh-oh.
They can hear us. Uh-oh.
I think maybe Hanma Boogie was at the Fire Festival and did not have great memories of it.
It seems like it.
Could you imagine going to that?
I can't imagine ever going to any festival. Why would I want to be around that many people? And I've never gotten it was a music festival?
It was a luxury musical festival on a tropical island where there were supposed to be like tents and just it was supposed to be just a music
tents
orgy.
Don't seem very luxurious to me. I'm going to be honest.
It was supposed to be luxury tents.
I never heard of such a thing.
Turns out they weren't luxury at all. I mean, if you had a camera.
Yeah. I don't.
Oh. It's so good. Anyway, we're here's
holy
the
motherless.
See,
that's
Josh,
a real eye opener.
Thomas has the ball. And she's going to pass to Stetton in the corner.
A baseline shot off of the backboard.
Gray,
big
rebound
from Paisley. Gray and the point, the putback. She scores.
Okay.
Those clown shoes.
Okay. We were only calling basketball right there because there's no doubt that referee T-Braid could hear us.
Yeah, I know, but like those are crazy.
His shoes are like.
He looks like the letter L. He's like standing up, and those shoes go forward.
Yeah, so he's coming back. So just basketball talk now.
I hear
Stetton with the ball. Oh, it's stolen.
By Tally on the other team. Bad Tally. She gets fouled, takes a shot.
So she's going to do some free throws here.
You want to have some three more foes?
I had trouble coming up with the first three foes.
Yeah.
This is a tough category.
Is it? I'm sorry. It was a spoilerism.
So one of my foes is this category.
Okay.
Another one of my foes is
her 27
yeah.
Tally.
Thanks for the assist there.
Yeah,
you're gonna get a single double.
I'll do it.
You ever go to the ice cream store and say I'd like a single double?
No, what does that even mean?
It just means two scoops of one flavor.
Oh, that's my preference. I don't need to mix it up.
You know,
am I a chef?
That's one thing we don't have yet is an ice cream chef. We've got all kinds of different chefs, celebrity chefs.
Yeah, I'm an ice cream chef.
You seem very old.
Well, I still spin it up in the old-fashioned way.
You spit it up?
Spin it. I spin it up.
But
shot, Thomas.
Long shot, almost in, but then not. Hanma Boogie.
Ooh,
Hanma Boogie hits
attempted
the ground.
Attempted murder here at Lake Street Gym.
We had a lot of witnesses.
I have to
We need a basketball
camera.
Lawyer.
I have to get my camera ready.
Do it.
I mean,
here
it
comes. Jesse Thomas, after the inbound, takes a shot
off
of the in rim. Melissa Stetton gets fouled on the shot. She will be shooting two. That is an and none.
I'm glad that ice cream chef stopped by for about 15 seconds.
This is a basketball happened. I'll see if I can find him.
What kind of flavors do you think he does?
Oh, I'm back. What was the question?
What sort of flavors do you invent? Do you invent flavors or you classics?
I don't
classics?
Invent them. I combine them uniquely.
So
I've got this one is a fig and prune.
You have it with you?
Yep. You want to give it a lick?
How's the steak hold?
Just have a lick on this.
That's... I'm not licking that.
Just lick it. I'm sorry that there's some wrappers stuck on it, but I had it in my pocket.
Okay.
In order to get
I'm not interested in that flavor. Any other flavors?
It's
just fig and prune ice cream.
What's one?
Okay.
I've got a butter toffee.
Oh.
And butter coffee. And
that doesn't sound good. That sounds like three flavors.
It's just two because I put the butter in a coffee.
Oh, you do that. What's that? Bulletproof coffee? You ever try that?
It's called a bullet shot. It's not bulletproof.
What do they call it in Canada?
We just call it a coffee. We just call it coffee. We need to get more fat. It prevents the coffee from cooling down because it increases the fat density of the beverage.
Rebound by Paisley Gray. Thomas has the ball. This is Ice Cream Dan. And he's got some weird flavors. Butter toffee, butter coffee.
You know what's weird? I was born Ice Cream Dan, but I wasn't interested in ice cream for the longest time.
How long?
12 years.
That's not that long.
Yeah, but
some people go their whole life, they can't have ice cream, they don't want it, they're not interested in it, they don't even know about it. Maybe they grow up on an island where there isn't such a thing.
Do they got fancy tents on this island? Because I'm interested.
They do have fancy tents and Al Gore.
They have Al Gore?
Yeah, Al Gore is doing a speech, and then he's doing a half-hour DJ set.
Let's see if TLC takes this shot. She does not. She's past the three-pointer. Jesse Thomas never met a shot she didn't like, and she hits that tray. Cha-ching.
If this was Tinder, Thomas just swiped right.
She sure did.
But I don't know about internet dating. It's horrifying to me.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I was
I'm really
married.
Happy that I am married and I don't have to deal with that.
I'm glad we got married to avoid it.
I do, too.
Thanks, Hubbaloo.
I do, too.
Thanks, I do, too.
Oh,
a big steal from...
that was
is that a block?
Outstanding.
Or a steal? What do you want to call it?
I want to call it a Bleel.
Yeah, Bleel was my favorite of the Cosby kids. Let's see. We've got Jesse Thomas dribbling the ball up the old Kortsky. It's Ukrainian for court.
Court check.
Now, you're a beautiful wife.
Oh, she got the ball stolen from her. Oh. I don't like this at all.
Jesse Thomas had the ball stolen, number 21, carrying the ball down the court, looking for an outlet pass. She does. Heads over to 45, who takes a long shot, which is an air ball. Tally on the
block by Gray.
Blocked. That was a block shot by Paisley Gray. An all amazing
ball.
Play.
All ball. That's what they say, right? All ball.
They call that all ball. You know why they call it that? That's the only part of the person that she touched.
She didn't touch the person at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was all ball. Why you got to fight me on this?
Tonight's game brought to you by All Ball, Vice President under Kill Blinton.
Big shot from TLC. Not a score, but guess who rebounded?
Shrimps are moving the ball around, dog.
Yeah, they are, dog.
You're the man now, dog.
Yeah, I guess I'm a man. I'm a man now. It's finally happened. We got number 21 with a three-pointer. It is missed, and Jesse Thomas, who gets a surprising number of rebounds.
Clean rebound.
Considering her diminutive stature. Big out to Tally Levy Crouch, who puts it back down.
They like to pass the ball here.
Jesse Thomas sinks it. And stinks it.
Shrimps up by 10.
That's just enough points.
All right, we got a timeout, so let's open
minutes,
another
package. Seconds. Let's open another package. There's something bigger. There's something shaking in that one.
Oh. What? That's a Lego Millennium Falcon. Look at that. That's amazing.
Is it open?
Over 600 pieces.
Is that already opened?
It looks like it's already opened.
Well, we can put it together. I'm not great at these.
I don't really want to put that together.
Well,
there's no note. There's no. I don't see any.
Let's just throw away some of them, and then give it to Matt.
That's cruel. That's really cruel. All well, right. Whoever sent this is too much.
There's
that's very nice. No note, no nothing.
In the future reference, when you send something to Pistol Shrimps, please do put your name so we can thank you. I'm sure Matt thanks
to be
you
fair,
for this lovely
I mean, this
birthday
is from,
gift.
Well, how do we know it's a birthday gift? This might be from me.
This could just.
I like the Millennium Falcon. Probably not as much as Matt, but
no,
Matt.
I wouldn't say you do.
Isn't
it,
here.
It could be.
Do you like the Millennium Falcon?
Yeah, I'm pretty good on the Millennium Falcon.
You really like it?
I like Slave One better.
Is that your favorite Star Wars boat?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Millennium Falcon's pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, the Millennium Falcon's great, but it seemed a little lumpy for me as a kid.
Well, that's the thing, is it's the underdog.
Yeah,
it's the underdog ship.
As a kid, we already learned I liked Michael Jordan the best. I'm not a real underdog guy.
You also grew up with Gretzky, too, so that's not fair.
I mean, I did grow up with him.
He was around. I know.
Yeah, he was around. He was. I got to meet him on a few occasions as
did
a
Did you
youth.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet he smells like fine Corinthian leather.
He just smelled like a hamburger cigarette. Smelled like a turtle aquarium that someone had planted an incense in and lit.
He smelled like a Best Buy grand opening.
He smelled like carpet cleaner inside of a carpet store.
Back to basketball. Timeout is over. 25-15, 14 minutes on the clock. Pistol Shrimps are up by 10.
Paisley Gray has just wandered out of the gym. She's gone. Another pass down to the baseline that goes over the head of the tallest person on earth.
Has anyone ever quit in a professional sports thing where they just said, I'm not playing anymore?
Yes, Patrick Waugh, the goaltender for the Montreal Canadiens.
I hated
him. Yeah, me too.
He quit on the Canadiens.
Yeah,
That's right.
He was out there. They had scored 7 or 8 goals.
And the coach left him out
there
to rot.
Yeah, and he was just like, well, forget this. And he just skated to the bench and was like, I'm never playing another game here. And he left and never came back.
And then
big
went,
rebounds from Melissa Stetton.
Lots of rebounds.
Blue 4 gets called for the foul. Melissa Stetton getting in there, getting dirty.
Was that the force push foul?
That was a force push.
Looked like
push,
he was trying to lift something out of the Dagobah stew over there.
Yeah, I think he got some on him.
Tonight's referees, Dagobah stew.
And Dagobah Steve.
No thanks, I'll have the Dagobah salad.
Yeah, please. Do you want a stew or a salad? That grilled cheese.
You don't hear that a lot at a restaurant.
No, do you want a stew or salad?
I'd like the pork chop. I hear it's very good, and I'd like I'll take the macaroni and cheese side. Would you like stew or salad?
Would you like stew with that? We'll put it in a bread bowl. Big foul. I'll tell you what, these Shrimps have had possession of the ball down here in this end, in the offensive end, for some time. And we've got another couple of free throws. So we'll just hush it down.
Some more foes here. Yeah. Here's a foe.
Okay.
A guy who wants to hurt you.
Oh, that's the worst
kind.
That's
a foe.
I had a guy like that. His name was Matt Hayes. He wanted to fight me after school, too.
Oh, you had a guy like that, too,
and,
huh?
And only how he chose to do it was to actually just punch me a couple times. I got beat up a lot.
That's tough. How about there's a kid named his name was Number 9 Parnell, and he was on the Somerset hockey team, and he was like just a little tiny guy. He was real fast.
Feisty.
When I played hockey.
Yep.
He is a natural scorer, as they say. And I used to love to try to get at him.
So you give him a little stick work?
He's more of a rival, though.
Okay. He wasn't like a dirty player, bad guy.
The Batman.
Another big steal from
Jesse Thomas.
The Batman
needs the Joker.
Right. And then God needs the devil.
Yeah.
And B.O. needs a deodorant.
B.O. needs D.O.
Yeah.
Shot from Crouch. No good. It's Crouch, not Couch.
TLC, the long couch. That's where I'll be sleeping tonight.
Left Eye Lopez needs Andre Rison.
Yeah, exactly.
Every hero needs a villain. So,
in that order, did I...
Did Matt punch you because he's a hero and he was trying to thwart evil?
No, goodness no. All I was trying to do was be good at school and charming.
And you did great.
I did all right. I mean, I don't want to brag. Oh, big in.
Nice,
nice
no-look
pass. No-look shovel pass from number 99, Jesse Thomas.
So there's a video going around, if you have the internet.
I've heard of it.
It's a lady who used to work for some law enforcement thing, and she said, the thing that you have to remember is that everyone thinks they're the hero of their own story.
That's true.
So Matt Hayes probably thought he was vanquishing evil.
Even
Jesse Ellefson probably thought, I got to follow this guy home.
Yeah, you're probably right. I got to for the good of society, I better beat up this other kid.
I'm going to follow him all the way home, or I'm going to take him straight to the police station.
Yeah, I mean, that was the next step. If you had stopped and fought, you would have been handcuffed almost immediately. Big
Nifty
rebound,
ball
Molly Hockey
work.
Picks up the pass from Jesse Thomas out to Melissa Stetton, who sends it around the perimeter to TLC, who shoots, misses, is rebounded by Molly Hockey, sent back out to TLC, who shoots a three and misses.
That's like that game perfection that was just happening right there.
Yeah.
The buzzer went off, and all the pieces went flying.
They went kaglingle.
And then, of course, 21 just walks down and puts one down smooth ball alley.
She likes to shoot the tray like I like to snoot my play.
You fading there?
I need some coffee.
Well, Josh, we have a timeout here, and might as well just open another one of these boxes here.
I can't believe how many boxes. Do you guys get this many boxes every
week?
This
is uncommon.
Okay.
This really is, so. Let me just do that. Okay, this.
That's an action figure. I'm familiar with that.
This looks like this is an Empire Strikes Back Han Solo action figure.
Yeah, but it looks a little bit old. Is it?
No, it's
a re-release guy?
This looks real.
That actually looks like a
Like this looks like it's from are you people doing?
Did somebody send a $200 action figure?
It might be $500.
How do you know? How can you tell if it's a real one?
I don't know, I don't feel comfortable having this around.
Do they have? Yeah, that's insane. Did he just send this to himself as like a look how important I am on my birthday?
It's possible.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I have to put this back in.
I want to see to the side. Can you open it and see if does it say anything on his back or anything like in the mold of the plastic to see if?
I mean. I don't want to open it. You're saying open the thing?
I don't know how else to know.
We're not going to open it.
Why not?
Because it's probably like a collectible.
Well, if it was so collectible, why this person sent it away? They're doing it wrong.
Well, I don't know, but that's...
Okay, time in. Okay,
we had time in. Is that a thing?
Yeah. Game on. Why would you not be time in?
I guess time out, time in.
Yeah. What else would you call it?
Telly-levy crouch. Woo.
Crouch. Not
see,
right.
That's tough.
Yeah, that is a pitfall that I swore I wouldn't do this.
One thing you haven't said tonight is nipple clippers, which gets said every time.
Does it?
Yeah, and it's always Matt. Though I think I said it once. It's hard. Once you get it in your brain, it's one of those things.
Why'd you have to plant it in
What do they call that? They call that an earworm with music, right?
Yes, they do. And they call that an earwolf with podcasts.
Oh, sure. That's probably what that is.
Yeah.
Been doing a podcast on Earwolf for quite a while now.
Molly Hockey just figured with a baseline that out. Trade, just short. Rebounded by Tally, the evil Tally.
Now, Hockey originally had pigtails, and now she has a sort of a French, double French braid going on. Enchanté.
Enchanté, mon chéri.
How do you say hair in French?
Cheveux.
What?
Cheveux.
The cheese?
That's chèvre.
Okay, so don't.
And it's also not horse, but just cheval. Don't get it twisted.
Never would. Twisted.
Big fake.
Oh, shut up, everyone. Take your mouth and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Shut your yap, you filthy bastards. That was a gorgeous play by Jesse Taylor.
I don't know what she did. She floated in air and then just sort of flicked her little wrist and went, hi.
First she did a nice little head fake a Rooney.
Yeah.
Got the person to leave their feet, which on defense in basketball is a nabob. Do not do it. That's a known arena.
Don't leave your feet.
You don't want to leave your feet. Because if somebody fakes you and you jump up in the air, then they can lean into you and draw a foul, or they can just dribble right around you and do an amazing layup like Jesse Thomas just did.
Well, first 100 fans here at Lake Street Gym tonight get a can of Chef Boyardee's Head Fake-A-Rooney.
Yeah, which is...
With meatballs or without.
Yeah, we've got... as long as supplies last. Jesse Thomas now just trying to show off for me personally.
It's the wizarding world of Jesse Thomas over here.
I'm going to go...
She's straight Hufflepuff and all y'all Ravenclaws.
I want her to...
I just called her a Ravelclaw.
Well, yeah, she gets to have her own house made up of whichever parts she wants of the other names.
What Ravelpuff.
Ravelpuff. Rowena Ravelpuff. Rowena actually was the Ravenclaw lady's first name, wasn't it?
I read three of those books and I gave up.
That's a lot of those books, so you should know everything about it.
Why?
They introduce a lot of lore later on.
I got to say, I didn't love those books. I got stopped. I stopped cold. What? I feel like I've said this on the show before, but a friend of mine said, how you like an Encyclopedia Brown with magic? And
right.
That just stopped me cold.
Why did that stop you? Because I love Encyclopedia.
Oh,
what a pass.
Shut
to
up.
Molly Hockey, who just misses, and a foul, and one. Jesse Thomas just did a jumping behind-the-back pass to Molly Hockey, who didn't hit the shot, but the rebound fell to Hanma Boogie.
This is like a Matt Gourley birthday party of basketball right here.
It really is, in a lot of ways, in that it's on his birthday. All right, three for...
It's a lot of fun. Everyone's having a good time. She's just going to shoot one here, right?
Shoot. This is the and one. And she has missed, and Tally rebounds. That's bad guy Tally.
Our Tally is on the bench at the moment.
Yeah, so in the future, if we say Tally, it's not our Tally. It's
until she checks in, which she could do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Melissa Stetton, good pursuit on the D. It goes over to number 21, Marino, on the other team. She shoots and airballs it.
Is Canadian basketball different from Canadian? No. Is Canadian basketball different from American basketball? Because the football is weird.
It's way better, is what you're trying to say?
I don't know if it is or not.
I mean, Canadian basketball is different in that there's no money or skill in the professional Canadian Basketball Association.
You're saying the Toronto Raptors don't? They just scored again. It's 37-23. The Raptors are an NBA team.
Yeah, I know, but they're not a part of a Canadian basketball league. We have no league of our own.
There's no professional basketball
league. We have had some at different times, but they've always folded.
And someone just told me that lacrosse is the national game of Canada.
It is, yeah.
That's not right.
No, it isn't right. It should be curling. Is that what you were thinking?
No, it should be hockey.
I don't know about that. Molly Hockey is our prime minister now, though.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Molly Hockey won 2-1 in our election.
Only three people voted?
Only the most important three best people.
Beautiful long pass. I mean, that ball
that
is just,
ball just
camping
up
out.
There for a month and a quarter.
That ball was just waiting for you two tickets outside the Rose Bowl a month early. Just hanging out up there on the rim.
I think that ball just got the very first iPhone 8 because he was sitting up there for so long.
You ever camp out for a phone?
No.
I did it once.
Was it worth it? Where's the phone?
I think so. It's in the garbage.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I have to say about that. That's why I don't ever buy anything.
That was my first iPhone.
Was it the first iPhone?
No. Yes, I owned Steve Jobs' iPhone.
The prototype iPhone?
Yeah. Yes, I waited in line for it, and I feel justified in doing so.
Yeah, that's
huge long pass to Stetton.
Stetton almost just gets the pass gets knocked out of her hand by number 21, Nanos.
Nanos hands of
fate. Another long ball, this time again to Melissa Stetton, who does catch it.
Oh, she can't. She's double teamed down here.
Before the shot, so it's just going to be an inbound. They're doing these cherry pickers.
Oh, we got a
bleeding.
We got bleeding going on. Stetton's going to have to check out, I think.
Well, she's going to need a blood transfusion. Anybody listening who is a universal donor.
Which I believe is type O.
Yeah, it might be type O.
Is it type A? How many blood types we got? O, A.
And AB. You got AB.
AB.
And then you got your positives and your negatives.
Yeah, but not all of them have, like, there's no AB positive. There's no AB negative. There's only AB positive.
Are you positive?
I'm negative.
I know. I'm getting that, and I wish that we could cheer you up one way or another.
Tonight, this game is brought to you by the new CBS hit dramedy, Blood Donors.
Yeah.
And starring Rafe Fiennes.
Elizabeth Banks.
Rafe OKs.
Elizabeth saves money and loan.
Rafe, pretty great.
Elizabeth, money in the stuffing in the mattress.
Rafe, adequate for what we're doing right now, but later on it's not going to be so good.
And Elizabeth Piggy Bank.
And that's a show about people who...
they're so poor they need to donate blood.
And then one of them hits the big time with the lottery and decides, I'm going to reform an industry that has been screwing me over.
Yeah, yeah. And it gets dramatic, but it also stays comedy.
Quite hilarious.
Yeah,
and that Lipnicki kid from Jerry Maguire's in it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Big comeback for him. We're excited.
I'm scared for him because the power went to his head last time, and that's why he had such a big head.
Which weighs 8 pounds. Glasses.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
His head weighs 8 pounds.
That's my understanding.
We got a big injury timeout here. I don't know what happened to Stetton. I hope she's okay.
There's 4 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game. And interesting point, Mark, there's 6 minutes and 34 seconds left in your life.
What?
I spoke to an older lady who was wearing a lot of scarves, and she indicated that to me.
Well, maybe we should open up another thing here.
Yep, let's see what you got.
Okay. Okay, this is from Eric, and it looks to be a... this is from the Casino Royale,
okay,
the film. This
is
a Daniel Craig worn tuxedo shirt.
I don't believe that that's... is it really?
It's authenticated. Look.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Look at this right here.
Right.
We have an authenticated Daniel Craig Casino Royale.
People have gone way over the top.
That's... how would you even... I guess there's a lot of movie...
Yeah, there's all
like there's stuff.
That's what eBay is all about.
So it's got
that's
this little
insane
thing wrapped in plastic that's like a little plaque that
a
says that
indicator.
It's...
could you pass it over here? I want to look at it.
Take a look.
Oh.
Did you...
Josh,
you're not supposed to have coffee in here.
It doesn't matter. It came with a little...
It's plastic.
On it.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, we're doing free throws. Sorry. Free Melissa's... she's back in the game. How did that happen?
First one. Did she hit the first one?
She did. It's 38-25.
All right.
She didn't hit the second one.
She missed the second one, but not by much. And she is a gamer. She's back out there with her bloody...
I feel like they maybe taped a paper towel to her or something.
Yeah, I can see the Band-Aid.
It's a little Band-Aid.
Yeah. No, it doesn't appear to be any kind of a logo or a character on it. We got blue ball.
Blue ball, thank you. Referee Falco and Tarissian with the call there.
Really nice call. It looks like Molly Hockey might have hurt her own ankle by just standing.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I hurt her ankle by just standing.
Yeah, it's you, but you stand too close. Molly Hockey steals the ball, tries to pass it up to Thomas, and gets hip checked out.
She steals the ball and feels the fall there. She went down to both knees passing the ball away.
Referee Igor Hipchekakov with the call, and a fair one. And he seems more qualified than most to make that call. You know, I got to tell you, Mark, I love this, the Pistol Shrimps. I listen to it all the time. I come to games on occasion. It's exciting to be a part of the show. And only now am I starting to feel like I'm sinking into the rhythm of it.
It's a difficult beast.
It is. You gotta do a perfect match of not paying enough attention and paying too much. Big shot from Molly Hockey on the free throw.
And that's a swisherino right there. That did not go unnoticed by the broadcast staff here in the corner of the gym.
We should know. We are them. Vinny Swisherino. Molly Hockey with her second shot.
And, way short.
Her
way
foe there
short.
Was gravity.
Everything and, but net.
Yeah, that was everything but net. She hit one of each
She
thing.
Hit the net. It's just not the part you want to hit.
Not the inside part of the net. It doesn't count for as many points if you only slick it against the outside.
Which Whoa. Is exactly what she did. Now, yeah. This is a lost cause for the Clippers, right? They're out of gas here.
Yeah, there's 30. It's 39 to 25.
They're broke the down Shrimps. On Zizek's Road on their way to Vegas to bet a couple $100 on the Cavaliers here in the finals of the NBA.
Who are they playing against?
They're not in the finals yet.
Well, yeah, but when they get to the finals, who are they playing against?
It'll be Golden State Cleveland.
The Golden State Clevelands?
Golden State like Warriors their, like against the chance. Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm not really watching a lot of this basketball.
I haven't watched any of
I don't
playoffs.
Care about those guys.
Yeah, I genuinely don't like LeBron James, and so...
Oh, so he's the Michael Jordan of this era, though.
Yeah, but he's the
So people didn't like
He's
Jordan.
The lightning rod. No,
And Jordan was the thunderpole?
Yeah, he was the thunderpole.
Well, I'm being investigated by Thunderpole right now. It's really a big deal.
I heard that they know where in the world Carmen Sandiego is.
Thunderpole, of course, is the International Weather Police.
Yeah, and what was it you did again?
War crimes.
All right, war crimes.
But at a bank.
Right. Still stealing? Molly
Hockey
with another
free
throw.
I stole gold from a war chest.
Okay, so that is a war crime.
But I was doing more of like a Robin Hood thing, where I was trying to give the money back to the victims of the war. I never got a chance to because I got arrested by Thunderpole.
Well, they're good. I mean, they're good. They got a lot of agents. They're everywhere.
Tell me about it.
Okay. Big rebound.
Beautiful rebound.
Free throw, hit back out to Molly Hockey, who gets it. She passes it to TLC. She gets fouled, obstructed by number 22 on the Nail Clippers. I'll tell you what. I don't know how they have any players left. They have fouled 67 times.
What in the Christian Pleather factory is going on out there? It's everyone strapped down listening to an Erasure concert out here.
Is that...
I don't even know what I'm saying. I've gone deaf with madness.
Who hasn't? Christian Pleather made the call there. Referee Christian Pleather. And the other
it's
referee...
subs here for the Clippers.
Jewish jean jacket with the call on the sub there. So we've got...
You can tell because of the little curls along the sides.
Yeah, that's right. That's just fringe, but it's curled. That is passed down the court.
Whoa, that
Jesse
was
Thomas
fast.
Saves the ball from going out, but unfortunately it does go to the Nail Clippers. Number 33 with the shot, misses, and Paisley Gray with the rebound. It gets stolen from her in the key. Passed up to number 21, who hits all the threes, but this one she does not. Rebounded by Tally, number 27, and she is fouled on the shot. It does not go in, and she will be taking two of those throws. Will she be charged for them? No, they
Josh.
Are free.
It's 40 to 25. There's a minute left in the game. I feel like the Shrimps are taking a little stroll down Win Alley.
It looks like they hitched a ride on the easy lane and they stayed in it.
Looks like everybody got in a horse-drawn carriage down Victory Squabe.
It looks as though they piled in, someone called shotgun, and they jumped into the bus of fun. And they rode that bus to the last stop on the line, which is known as Victory Squabe.
Victory Squabe, starring Tape.
And Tape Diggs.
You ever taped Tay Diggs?
I've taped some of his specials, yeah. It's my favorite.
Uh-oh, Molly Hockey will try to get
body
the ball.
Check. That is going to be the white ball. There's only 10 seconds left.
That's a game
that
right here,
run the
I
clock
think.
Out. Welcome to Victory Squabe. The big three-point shot from... Hanma Boogie, she does not score. Tally takes the tray. Buzzer beater, big miss. And that is your game, ladies and gentlemen, 40 to 30. And that, I would say, is even closer than it necessarily deserved to be.
That's an astounding win for the Pistol Shrimps. 40 points from the Shrimps is that's high-octane offense right there.
Yeah.
That's 89 or 91 octane. They're not putting 87 in the tank anymore. They're not heading down to the Arco.
No, they're going premium.
Yeah, they're going to the Chevron or the Shell or some sort of high-end gasoline station.
They're paying just a little bit extra.
They might head up to Edwards Air Force Base for some jet fuel.
Big game, Jesse Thomas. Very excited.
Pumped.
Melissa Stetton.
High knees for Stetton
your
here.
Team captain. Melissa Stetton coming over here. We're lucky enough to get
Josh, why don't you interview Melissa? That people have heard me enough.
Melissa Stetton, big game. You were the team captain, am I right?
I guess so, because Maria wasn't here.
Right.
I'm covered in blood.
Yeah, you got wounded, and you are literally covered in an awful lot of blood. Do you feel weak?
I felt really lightheaded after I was doing free throws. I got to get in a picture. Hold on.
All right. She's going to go get a picture, but she is actually, Melissa Stetton's jersey does have a ton of blood on it.
I was trying to get some pictures there of the blood.
Yeah. It was.
And it turns out my camera's a vampire. I was not able to take that picture.
My camera's a vampire. Molly Hockey with a handspring.
Some sort of front round off there.
That was not bad. I'll tell you, that's twice as good as my best one.
I can't even do a square on.
I can't do a round robin. I'm not allowed in any of those tournaments anymore.
Big I can't game. Do a square Batman.
Oh, you can't? That's too bad. They're
not
fun.
Anymore.
They're really fun.
Because of Thunderpool.
Here comes the bloodletter.
Let me get
herself,
a shot of
Melissa
this blood.
Stetton. Let's get a shot of this.
Look at that.
It's a lot of blood.
No.
So that was a nail scrape. Is that what happened there?
There's like a hole in my arm. I don't know what happened. But I'm pretty sure it was a nail scrape, and it was just blood just pouring out of my
mouth. Ironic, because tonight we're playing the nail clippers. They should be finely manicured.
They really should be.
They clearly didn't clip their nails.
How many points did you get? I see what you've done. Did you? How many points did you get tonight?
I have no idea. Maybe like four? I don't
no,
know.
No, I think at least eight.
Okay, eight?
Yeah. You definitely hit a three-pointer as well. I remember
maybe.
That. Yeah, and then you hit some free throws. You were basically dominant. Start to finish, at any time were you feeling worried that you might not take this one to the bank?
Never.
Boom.
I'm feeling really lightheaded.
You
I
need
lost
some
a
juice.
Lot of blood.
Do you want some juice and a cookie?
Okay.
Wow, she
this
is
was right
a gamer.
In a vein too. This is like right where I get my blood drawn. Maybe they're vampires.
Oh my God! His
Big
phone
theme
is a vampire.
My phone's a vampire.
It couldn't see the blood.
Okay.
Thank you, Melissa Stetton.
Amazing game. Big victory.
Big
Melissa
victory.
Stetton.
Big V. Big win.
She just,
for you and me.
The whole team gets their V card.
All right, and let me just open this last gift
here. What do we got? I haven't gotten to open up any of the gifts. Which
well, I didn't mean to just rip into this thing.
What do you got?
This is just a birthday cake for Matt.
Aww.
It's really nice of people to send an entire cake in the mail.
It really got mooshtied up in there.
Gross.
Mooshty Malone's.
I'm not really interested in that.
Well, hasn't been refrigerated in the least.
Why would anyone mail a cake?
Mail cake. How can you tell it's a mail cake?
Because the little balls.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Josh, a goddamn pleasure, a goddamn delight. I wish you were here every single night.
Hey, ding dong, ding dong. I will gladly return anytime you like. My understanding is that Matt Gourley will remain on his honeymoon for all of time.
Most of 2017 and part of 2018, as I understand it, though that is subject to change. Josh, if people want to find you on the internet, should they?
Yeah, they should. They
how would they do it?
They would find me at @joshingtron on.
So that's like Washington, except
that's not helpful. Joshing, it's like yeah, it is. It's like Washington.
Like I'm joshing with you.
Joshing, and then Tron, Tron.
Like the film.
Like the film
about an arcade.
About an arcade
where a man doesn't live there, but he does.
Yeah, he lives in the games of the arcade, right?
Got it.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's at @joshingtron. I'm on all of your social medias. I'm there right now waiting for you. Come
and,
say hi.
You know, I'm Mark McConville.
That's
and
true.
I'm at Mark McConville on Twitter and Instagram. You can check in with the show on Instagram or on Twitter. You can email us, pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. That's about all she wrote here from Lake Street Gym, where everybody's a her except for the him.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Mom
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.